Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As day breaks across Israel, the weather is clear and mild in Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, it's a pleasant morning, making it a good start for those heading out. Meanwhile, Eilut is experiencing warm temperatures as the sun rises over the city. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli strikes reported in South Lebanon as Defense Minister Katz vows to settle scores. This comes from the Times of Israel just 35 minutes ago. Also, the IDF has killed a second Hezbollah commander in a round of weekend strikes in southern Lebanon. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from 13 minutes ago. Also this hour, Katz on Lebanon flare-up. No score in any arena will remain unsettled. This is covered by JNS from earlier today. Separately, there are reports in Lebanon of widespread attacks on the Ali Taher Ridge following the injury of IDF soldiers. Ynet reported this 6 hours ago. And finally, Resolution 1701 established the correct order, but Israel is paying for its hesitation to enforce it. Shay Gall writes in Mariv an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, posted 24 minutes ago, questioning why a crucial detail about the Israeli strikes was missing in a major outlet story. Israel Hayom English shared earlier today that Hezbollah is waiting for a go-ahead from Tehran to escalate tensions with Israel. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted 18 minutes ago that Jerusalem Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa emphasized faith and hope even in difficult times while visiting the Christian town of Taibe. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. According to the Times of Israel, these nighttime attacks follow an incident where a Hezbollah drone seriously wounded three Israeli soldiers. Defense Minister Katz has vowed to retaliate, stressing that scores will be settled. This escalation adds tension to the already volatile border situation. Turning to the killing of the second Hezbollah commander, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF targeted this commander in response to the weekend drone attack. This marks a significant blow to Hezbollah's leadership. It highlights Israel's commitment to countering threats from the north. Meanwhile, Katz's remarks on the Lebanon flare-up underline Israel's broader strategy. As reported by JNS, Katz stated that no conflict will go unresolved. This stance underscores Israel's determination to maintain security along its northern frontier. Such statements aim to deter further aggression from Hezbollah. In earlier reporting, the Ali Taher Ridge faced extensive attacks following the injury of IDF soldiers. As Ynet details, airstrikes and artillery were concentrated in this region. The military focus here suggests strategic importance in the ongoing conflict. This could impact local populations and heighten regional instability. And finally, an analysis from Mariv discusses Resolution 1701. Shay Gal reflects on the resolution's failure to disarm Hezbollah since the Second Lebanon War. This continued challenge highlights the complexities of enforcing peace agreements in the region. The situation emphasizes the need for stronger diplomatic efforts. On the economic front. First, Ronan Cohen learned the hard way about the risks of holding onto startup shares. Tech reports that he's now advising others to sell vested shares early. This serves as a cautionary tale for tech employees in Israel's booming startup scene. Separately, Adama has appointed Orly Pascal as VP of Human Resources. Mariv Business notes her previous roles at Phoenix and Cellcom, bringing extensive HR experience to the position. Her appointment could signal strategic changes within Adama. And finally, Zoll stock is on its way to becoming a giant with a 1.7 billion shekel valuation. Walla Business reports that Ronan Gannon's recent purchases are part of a larger plan to expand. This move positions Zoll stock as a major player in Israel's retail market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.